The following is a Distorted View Sideshow exclusive.
So juicy.
Cock is so delicious.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, I'm gonna come.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah.
Oh my god! Dick and nuts!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
I see a lot of penises. Animals' penises.
You know what NAMLA stands for, don't you? No ass may be left alone.
You'll dig it, alright?
That's sick! And I trusted you!
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but hope.
It's like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy Jared Hudson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story for you on this very truncated edition of DV. I'm working on a project. So today I'm going to be doing a Sextastic Tuesday story. We'll do some voicemails, get the hell out of here. Then Sideshow Freaks are going to get a bonus Sextastic Tuesday story. A very, very stupid piece of fan fiction.
This was a triumph.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm making a note.
Mortal porn. There are sex stories for everything on the internet. Yeah, Shell, the main character from Portal, is in it, and also the evil GLaDOS is in it. I don't know how that's going to work, but if you're Sideshow Freaks, you'll get to hear that stupidity. Right now, though, let's get into today's story. It's another
extremely
short piece from that bitch who found a binder full of pornography when she was cleaning out her basement or something. Some guy or girl who lived in the house previously wrote a bunch of sex stories in a binder, and this chick found them. So here we go. This is a story entitled Bargain Hunting. Let's get into today's Sextastic Twos, John.
It's Sextastic.
Yeah, this story is going to be about, 2 minutes in length? It's very short and painful to read, nonetheless. The drugstore was selling condoms, 2 for the price of 1. So Pearl went. This is a story about a 90-year-old. No one's named Pearl anymore. So Pearl went, knowing that she didn't know what sort of person she might meet in such a place. So she was going to the store where condoms were on sale as a means to meet guys. Like, it's not a pickup bar, right? The condom aisle is not where you go to meet men. She was in luck. Directly in front of her at the checkout was a man she... Let me guess. Now this, the person who's been writing all these sex stories in the binder loves the French. There's got to be some sort of French connection. French connection. In this story. I'm guessing he's going to be French. Directly in front of her at the checkout was a man she recognized from television. Travis Morrell. I don't know who that is. His glutes trimming ticklishly beneath his clothing. He was the star of the commercials for his fitness center, Les Laissez-Faire, or something like that. And everyone at work nattered about how arousing he was. They bought their condoms, and Pearl caught up with him in the parking lot. Mr. Morrell, she said, I love your advertisements. What did you buy there? What a nosy fucking cunt. Someone you don't know approaching you, asking, what did you buy? Wait, what if you bought, like, hemorrhoid cream or herpes medication or something? For Christ's sakes. You just don't ask that. She's not a very polite person. I would not fuck her. I hope this guy tells her to get lost. Oh, just some condoms. I need to restock my first aid kit. Who keeps condoms in their first aid kit? There's so much about this story that's ridiculous. First aid kit is for, like, bandages and gauze and shit. Maybe some Neosporin, but not Trojans. All right, I need to restock my first aid kit, said Travis. Up close, Pearl realized he was French. Of course. She nodded. Oh, yes, that makes perfect sense. Before too long, they were in back of Travis's sedan, undulating like the veins on an erect member. All right. Are you an ass fucker? She asked. I was going to say that's a very ballsy thing to ask because they just met, but they are, you know, fucking at this point. So that's a fair question. Are you an ass fucker? She could have probably phrased it a bit more delicately, more ladylike. Like, do you tend to stick your anteater in stinky starfishes? Like, you know, something like that. A little more poetic than, are you an ass fucker? You bet, said Travis. She eased his member from his Y-fronts. The shadows the dark interior of the car cast on it brought deep contrast to each bend and twist. It nestled against Travis's quivering scrotum like a pair of breasts in the sand. She turned over and felt him spread her ass traps apart. Butt cheeks are known as ass traps. I like that. He took his time lubricating her, stuffing the jelly in gently like a KY dildo. All right. At last he finished and penetrated her. She grunted, and soon moans exploded out of her like a dying supernova. Do supernovas moan? That's a bad metaphor. Finally, they both came. Travis, considerately, helped her to sponge the ejaculate from her anus. He was dabbing her anus, trying to soak up all the cum. That is very nice of him. I know I have never extended that courtesy to someone. All right, when she saw it outside of... I'm selfish, I guess, in the sack. Look... You know, when there's cum in your ass, that's it for me. You know, you take care of it from there. It's your problem now. All right. This is so stupid. When she saw it outside of her body, Pearl was reminded of grated garlic. What? That is so weird and gross, but I'm not sure why. All right. Pearl was reminded of grated garlic. You want some Italian food, she said? So long as it's not tacos... That's not an Italian food, Travis said. And they laughed. They redressed with practiced hands and drove to the nearest bistro. There you go. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for April 26, 2011. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK. That's FREAK. Pick out something you like. Maybe a fancy dildo. A smart penis pump. A jazzy pocket pussy. Whatever. They've got lingerie, movies, lubes. So you can stuff the jelly in like a KY dildo or whatever that phrase was. Yeah, if it's adult in nature, AdamandEve.com has it. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Again, that's FREAK. Not only are you going to get 50% off, that's, you know, half off an item. That's a huge savings. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, so you're not going to have any additional charges. And you'll get 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Ooh, bonus. All for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Again, that's AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. I said that out of habit. There's no news today. Okay, we'll do one story. Yep, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can hear today's extended show, which will feature a brand new bonus Sextastic Tuesday story, portal themed. If you're a video game nerd, you will probably be all over this shit. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, and you'll also pick up Thursday's exclusive program we have lined up for you. And, of course, I've got a new video cast in the works, too. All right, see what I was going to say? I'm so used to doing this. I was going to say 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I've got one for you. That's all you get, because you've been very bad, and I'm pissed off. I'm punishing you. If you're a nerd, you will probably be all... I'm just kidding. I could never stay mad at you. That's not true either. I know how to hold a grudge. All right. Yes, I do have one story for you today. This was sent in by Chad from Iowa, who works at a local TV news station. And he sent this and he found it. I guess this came in. This is one of the stories they were working on. The story comes from Iowa. Coralville police arrested a woman after she allegedly bit a man's genitals. Lucinda Kinder, 32, Coralville, was charged April 20th with domestic abuse assault without intent of causing injury. What? Without intent? If you fucking bite someone's genitals, you want to hurt them. You want to cause injury. Why else would you do that? I don't understand that. Officers responded to a 911 hang-up call Wednesday at Kinder's residence and learned Kinder had been arguing with her boyfriend. After further investigation, the report said Kinder punched the man in the face. Again, that's domestic abuse assault with the intent of causing injury, not without. You pop someone in the face, you mean to do that. Scratched his left shoulder and bit his penis. Now, I don't understand how he let that happen. Because, you know, there's quite a distance from someone's face to their penis. You know, she was working at the top of his body, and then would she just lunge downward and latch onto his cock? Or did he think that they were making up at that point? Oh, honey, that's okay. What, you want to suck my dick now? Sure. She bit his penis so hard it caused him to bleed. Again, to me, that would seem like, you know, you were intent on causing injury. The report said Kinder and the alleged victim have been in an intimate relationship for more than a year. I have a feeling it's over with. They're not going to hit the two-year mark. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news today. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, real quick, before I start playing the real voicemails from my listeners, do you guys remember... Think all the way back to yesterday's program. Did you remember the part of the show? It was at the very beginning where I read you a Craigslist ad, and the stupid idiot left his phone number. He was looking to be abused, really. He wanted to eat dirty ass and suck dirty dick and have someone blow their snot on him and stuff. And then I called and left a message for him. You may hear. This is what happened yesterday. Hey, you faggot bitch. You want to suck my smelly, stinky cock? Give me a call. Give me a call right now. I want to feed you my smegma-covered, uncut cock and have you eat my shithole. My dirty, filthy,
yeah,
crap-encrusted shithole. You silly little careless fairy. Call me, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, you are a filthy fucking faggot. Toodles. Now, I didn't think he'd actually call the voicemail line. I was wrong.
Yeah, he called me about licking your dirty ass. Call me back.
I'm in. I apparently sounded real good to him. He not only left two messages, actually. I don't think he thought the first one went through.
Yeah, you called and left a message. On Craigslist.
Yes.
718.
Oh, and then he gives his phone number out. Maybe I should call him again. He really wants my dirty, stinky dick. And ass. Everything about me is stinky. That's the way he likes it. All right, now let's check in with my listen turds.
Tim, Luke from Texas here. Uh-oh. Long time sideshow freak.
He sounds upset.
My memory is probably as bad as yours, oh. So you may have brought this up a little bit. I can't remember. But I just watched the movie Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes,
watch on,
I did
Netflix
see that.
Right now. Toward the end of the movie, Rob Corddry is getting his fuck on, and he's finishing things up. And as he's finishing, he screams, "Dropping loads!" And yeah, it's just like the guy that, that you play so many times. So.
Yeah, we played that guy yesterday, as a matter of fact. A new Dropping Loads clip.
Hey, Tim. It's Nick from Iowa. I haven't called
you. You've got some bass to your voice.
Probably ages.
You have big balls.
No one really cares. I'm the only person who realizes that old folks home is basically just a death camp for these old people.
Yes.
Like,
it's heaven's waiting room or something.
Hi, Tim. This is Sailor Moon. I was listening to your program last week.
Where's Tuxedo Mask at?
Yes, I do have a masculine voice. You know why? Because I developed hyperthyroidism when I was 22.
Oh, no.
Not so funny now, right? You know what's also not funny? I've got a clit the size of a carrot. Do you realize how hard it is to buy panties when you've got clitomegaly?
Clit gauntlet the size of a carrot.
That, I'm talking about the WWE because it's the only place for somebody with a huge clitoris like me to be embraced.
Actually, speaking of huge clitorises in the WWE, clitori, I have China's autobiography. I believe that's where he gets the large clitoris reference from. I want to read some excerpts at some point because it's a fascinating read. I read it on the shitter all the time.
Hey, Timmy Booth.
That guy, by the way, was referencing this weird kid who does Sailor Moon videos. Like, he has little Sailor Moon action figures and speaks through the dolls as if he was really Sailor Moon, but he doesn't change his voice at all. It's really weird. And he posts about 20 videos a day.
Hey, Timmy Booth, it's Houston from New York. You've been listening for like the last, month or so.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't heard from that, but he's like, says he's a 35-year-old near dead.
Yeah.
What if he died? Did he die? Because he died, that sucks. But if not, then what?
No,
if
he's called in recently, within like the last week or so, right? He's okay.
Jigu, Timmy.
He's going to pull through.
I was just wondering how your relationship with your new Christian girlfriend is going. And I was just wondering if she knew that you were a careless fairy.
Wait, I don't remember me having a Christian girlfriend. That's how bad my memory is. I don't even know who the fuck I'm dating anymore. Makes cheating on people really easy. Because I don't think I am. Hello, caller. Yes, you are on. Some whispering.
Hey, Tim, it's Jason from Texas. Just wanted to leave you a message. And
let me guess, you want a plug for your fucking show.
I'm advertising my YouTube, my website. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Look at this. We're being pleasant towards one another.
My track record and history and the things that I've done and said in the past. I do appreciate it, and hopefully we can bury the hatchet. And,
I don't care one way or the other.
Fresh, so. Enjoy the show.
All right. Well, just keep working on your show. Keep focus on the prize, making good shit, and I'm sure you'll be fine.
Now, Tim.
Something.
It's not that people don't want to call in to the freak phone line. It's that the retarded time you have it.
I know. It really is awful. First of all, I know what you're going to say. First of all, I don't have a set time that I do the show, really. I try to do it as early as possible. But, it creeps into the afternoon just about every day. And I agree. It's the stupidest idea. I like the idea of being able to interact with you guys, though. I mean, I try to do it on the voicemail, but, it's kind of a one-way conversation. However, it's hard for you to call into the voicemail line when you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's just...
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Houston from New York. Wow, I forgot my name. Fuck.
Okay.
Goddamn, people are driving with their high beams on.
All right, well, thanks for that traffic update.
Thanks.
Douche. Oh, no. Yeah! I got that song stuck in my stupid head. No, stop it!
Hey, you remember that fucking the phone answering machine? Nobody's home. Nobody's home.
Yes.
Like in the 80s, you could buy that fucking thing for
yes.
your answering machine.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because you were talented enough to do your own shit. Nobody's home. Nobody's home. Nobody's home. Nobody's home. Nobody's home.
Okay, all right, enough.
Did you know Wing's husband hit her on an episode of South Park?
Okay.
Tim, we're loyal listener, student member, butt knuckle chuckle from North Dakota. Say, you got a lot of people calling.
It's sad that this is already one of the better voicemails today.
Thing about Bunny Crush. And I had this brilliant idea because I'm brilliant. I can't remember what channel it is. Every year they have the Christmas Story playing for 24 hours.
TBS,
I say on Christmas,
TNT.
Play Bunny Crush for 24 hours.
Jesus Christ. A 24-hour podcast?
Tim, Jess from Buffalo.
Hi, Jess.
Trying this for the second time because I was driving through the fucking sticks here in New York.
The sticks?
Fucking redneck country.
Racist.
And, of course, I lost
sticks.
Service in the middle of my call.
We don't need
I
any more racism.
From the Jason Show call up, and
you know, shameless plug that he got. So I thought I'd give my own little shameless plug
for the
Things Paranormal radio show on parax.com Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
That sounds like a good show.
We talk about all...
I like that weird stuff.
Aliens, paranormal. Ghosts, and all that bullshit. All that stuff that you guys are probably going to rip me apart about, which is fine. But
no, I love that. I used to listen to ARPA. You know, I used to go to the gym at like 2 or 3 in the morning because, you know, I don't like people. And the gym was open 24 hours, and I was like, oh, it's perfect. I'll be by myself. And so I would listen to Art Bell on the way, or Coast to Coast, not Art Bell, George Norrie. It's fun.
Yeah, this Wednesday.
It's fun, you know, they're all nut jobs, but it's interesting to listen to.
Most of the freaks will probably like because we rip apart Christians and Catholics and all those freaks. Freaks in a bad way. And the last thing I have to say is Cheryl Murkowski, Christmas Shoes, the Dick Hole guy. Wing was on an episode of South Park.
We need to get Cheryl Murkowski on the program. It's been a long time.
Hey, Tim.
Hello.
TV listener Alex speaking.
Hey, Alex.
Me and a couple of my friends were just watching the 700 Club.
Sure.
And we discovered this new series.
That's what the kids are watching
called
these days.
Superbook. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, was it like the sequel to the Bible?
It's a revamp of an older...
After the success of Harry Potter and Twilight, they realized, you know, there could be sequels. There's big money in sequels. Bible 2.
Show, but it's basically a bunch of...
Lost in New York. Poor Jesus. All right. How could his mother forget about him? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for it. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God. She turned over and felt him spread her ass traps apart. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye!
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson. Push F on my Twitter sheet.